Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, I've missed your face. It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you too.
How's it going? What's been going on? I saw you actually at the Central Flea Market yesterday, so that was a very fashion-centric spot to meet up.
Such a great market.
It's so good. It's so good. I kind of feel like everyone knows about it, but also you always run into people who are like, oh no, I don't know about it. It's mean. Go.
Yeah.
Everything's a bargain.
More people should go and check it out.
Totally.
Amazing clothing.
What are we talking about this morning? Or rather, who are we talking about this morning?
We're going to talk about Pamela Rook, also known as Jordan, because she sadly passed away on the 3rd of April.
I was so sad to see this. She is an absolute, I mean, we throw the term icon around all the time, but she is an icon because she is a very iconic person, look, time, all of that wrapped up in her sort of image that she created. Who is she, Penny?
So she was named the first face of punk by The Guardian. Derek Jarman, the director, called her the original Sex Pistol. She was model and muse for Vivienne Westwood. But basically she was known for her eye-popping, kind of outrageous outfits.
Mm.
She had bleach blonde hair that was either in a bouffant or spiked. She also had like coal-rimmed eyes, but most of all she kind of had geometric shapes drawn on her face, like Mondrian shapes.
If one of the looks I think of the most with her is the big black swoopy eye, which contemporary I guess people doing that is that Julia Fox crazy eye that everyone's trying to do at the moment.
She
did it first.
She took that off Jordan. That's
absolutely
her reference there.
Yeah.
And what is insane to me is that Jordan Pamela became Jordan when she was 14.
Wow.
She came from an East Sussex seaside town called Seaford, which is like 2 hours train trip to London. And she changed her name to Jordan at 14 after the character Jordan Baker from The Great Gatsby.
Oh,
who
true.
Is known as being androgynous. She smokes and drinks. She's a socialite. But she kind of just does what she wants in a time that, you know, she wasn't supposed to be, technically.
Yep.
And I think Jordan, when you think about it, she really influenced the Sex Pistols. She styled them along with Vivienne Westwood. She wore things like rubber knickers, sheer skirts with no underwear. She was inspired by 50s pinups, so she wore a lot of leather pencil skirts, mohair jumpers, stilettos, rubber, a lot of partial nudity, slashed t-shirts, that sort of thing. She was kind of dressing like the Sex Pistols before the Sex Pistols, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's amazing to look at photos of Jordan and then think that is still quite radical. Like, you still, if you saw someone wearing that today, you know, even in London or New York or a big city, you know, it would still be like, wow, look at that person. And she was doing that before, literally before anyone was doing that, before it was like a movement. She was the first person who was doing it. And there's that amazing photo of her standing outside Sex, you know, the big Vivienne Westwood Malcolm McLaren shop, and she just looks so powerful and so cool. And you just think, imagine if you saw that, you'd be terrified but so amazed by it as well.
Yeah, and I just love the fact that it was like at 14. Like, it's just such a young age to be like, I'm going to be who I want to be.
Mm.
Suspended from school multiple times for her outfits because the teachers thought that she may try and influence other people who would end up dressing like her, and then they'd have a whole school of people dressed like her.
Some Trinians.
What's quite fascinating is she studied ballet for quite a
long
time. And one of the things she said was, ballet taught me a lot of things, how to be strict with myself, how to work through pain. It taught me how to dress up and express myself. I didn't want to be scripted. I wanted to live my life in an impromptu and spontaneous way. And I feel that she really did. She also said later on, the world seemed very grey and I was determined to brighten it up a bit, which I think is really cool.
Mm.
She wrote, she co-wrote a biography in 2019 called Defying Gravity, Jordan's Story. And what's quite interesting is she also managed Adam and the Ants while during their King of the Wild Frontier kind of second album phase.
I didn't realise that. That's really cool.
Yeah, she ended up marrying the bassist Kevin Mooney. So she's also sometimes known as Jordan Mooney. And she sang on a song called Lou with Adam and the Ants. the song is called Lou Reed, sorry, Lou after Lou Reed, and her husband split from the band, and so she managed that band, which was called Wide Boy Awake, for a while.
True. Yeah, yeah.
But they divorced in 1984, and I think it was 1984. But anyway, she went home back to Seaford or close to it and became a vet and bred Burmese cats.
Oh my gosh.
It's my favourite thing about this. It's the punk to cat lady pipeline, the OG, in the best way possible. And she's so nice. There's videos you can find of her on YouTube talking about her Burmese cats and talking about being a punk. And it's exactly the same sort of world that she's made. But she's just like this lovely woman with all of her cats. Honestly, an absolute legend.
Yeah, and she was also like a muse to Derek Jarman, who did Sebastian. She featured in his first film, but she was also a key character. She played Amyl Nitrate in Jubilee, which I ended up watching yesterday because I hadn't watched it for a long time.
Yeah.
And there's an amazing scene where she sings on stage in suspenders, bra and knickers, and just like a kind of Union Jack flag thrown over the top. It's very camp, but it's really awesome.
Yeah.
She was like really influential for him. He went on to do like Caravaggio, that film with Tilda Swinton, and you know, others. And she's also going to be portrayed by Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones in the Danny Boyle TV series of The Sex Pistols.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a TV series being made. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I don't think John Lydon's very happy about it, to be honest.
What is he happy about? Let's be real.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing that because she's like kind of helped Maisie understand what it was like to be her. And she's like, you know, you had to be a very, very strong person, because she, on the 2-hour train rides, she would either be kind of like gawked at and people wanted to take her photo, or they would attack her. And she was almost thrown off the train a few times. So the train conductor kind of bumped her up to first class. So she got to travel in first class.
That's
every day,
kind of amazing.
Which is pretty awesome.
It's like when I read Viv Albertine's autobiography, and you sort of think about, I mean, the Sex Pistols became the face of punk and people sort of saw them as the genesis of punk. But actually there were all these women, you know, polystyrene, and there were all these amazing other people who were actually doing it first and way gnarlier, because being a woman and doing that is like de facto way gnarlier, and their stories are still just now kind of being able to get a little bit more conversation around them and stuff. So
yeah, it's quite interesting because a lot of people thought that Jordan should have been in the Sex Pistols because she could sing, and she did sing, and they were very surprised that when they formed the Sex Pistols, they didn't allow her to be in the band, which I thought was quite interesting, and I hadn't known that. But, I mean, she was, you know, hanging out with Susie Sue and Sue Catwoman, and they were all very strong women in their own right and doing their own thing, like you say, which is really awesome, you know, in a time that was, you know, very male-dominated. Especially in the pop charts and things like that.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. Well, she's an absolute legend. If you don't know what she looks like, you will. Go have a Google today and just you'll lose an hour and you'll be very happy about it, because she is an absolute legend. Thank you for bringing us Jordan this morning, Penelope Noir. We're going to end with a bit of Ant music, because I didn't realise she managed this band. That's so cool as well. What a powerhouse. Thanks, Penny.
Thanks.
And music, of course, by Adam and the Ants.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.